This is VOA News by remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden Saturday warned Americans that COVID will get worse before it gets better. The United States is the nation hit hardest by COVID-19 with 24.5 million cases and more than 410,000 deaths. By early Friday morning, more than 4,000 Americans died of the disease just Thursday alone for a second straight day in a row. Even so, vaccine rollout, which the administration of former President Donald Trump left to the states to carry out without the federal blueprint or sufficient funding, has proven to be choppy at best. The U.S. is doubling down of its support for Taiwan, following China's dispatch of warplanes near the island in an apparent attempt to intimidate its democratic government and test American resolve. Taiwan's defense ministry said China on Saturday sent 8 bombers capable of carrying nuclear weapons and 4 fighter jets into airspace just southwest of the island, part of a long-standing pattern and Chinese incursions aimed at pressuring the government of President Tsai Ing-wen and to caving to Beijing's demand that she recognize Taiwan as a part of a Chinese territory. The latest Chinese overflight came on the heels of President Joe Biden's inauguration, emphasizing the island's enduring position in the panoply of divisive issues between the sides that also include human rights, the trade disputes, and most recently questions about China's initial response to the coronavirus. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson on Saturday said that he looked forward to working with U.S. President Joe Biden on their shared goals, including tackling climate change. Johnson said his first phone call with the U.S. president to welcome Biden's announcements and that the United States would rejoin the 2015 Paris Accord, Climate Accord, and the World Health Organization, and they discussed the prospects of a free trade deal. Spokeswoman for Johnson said the leaders also discussed the benefits of a potentially free trade deal between the two countries. Britain left the European Union last year. On Friday, Biden spoke to Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and Mexican President Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador. A construction site of the U.S.-Mexico border wall, which former President Donald Trump had touted as a major accomplishment days before leaving office, was seen abandoned during a visit by Reuters. The sites in Sunland Park, New Mexico, appeared deserted after President Joe Biden signed an executive order halting construction of that border wall. Biden has ordered an immediate pause to construction of the border wall and end an emergency declaration by Trump while he was president that helped authorize funding for it. Remembrances continue for Larry King, the longtime nationally syndicated TV and radio host who was a nightly fixture on CNN from 1985 through 2010. As a host of Larry King Live, he won many honors during the show's 25-year run. King died at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center in Los Angeles. His production company, Aura Media, tweeted no cause of death was given, but a spokesperson said on January 4th that King had COVID-19. He received supplemental oxygen and had been moved out of intensive care. And again, as far as China is concerned, remembrances continue for longtime national syndicated TV and broadcast radio host who was a nighttime fixture on CNN from 1985 through 2010 and host of Larry King Live. Find more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.